KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
This is the rundown for Tuesday, May the 4th, 2021. Pennsylvania and New Jersey are taking big steps to loosen some of the COVID mitigation efforts. So what's happening? When is it happening? And do other states need to start getting rid of their COVID restrictions more aggressively too? We'll talk about that today on the rundown.
It's called the rundown.
So this is happening as we speak, Jay, that this is all coming together.
Jay, the headline is that this is a signal that while the pandemic is not over, we can see a light at the end of the tunnel.
From KYW News Radio.
This is the rundown. I'm Jay Scott Smith, and we're joined today by KYW News Radio reporter Mike DiNardo. Happy Tuesday, Mike. Good to see you.
Always a pleasure, Jay.
And we're joined once again by KYW News Radio's Suburban Bureau Chief, Jim Melward. Jim, good to have you back on.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
We're doing all right, and we're starting this podcast with some breaking news today. It looks like the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is going to be dropping all COVID restrictions except masking by Memorial Day. Now, this follows New Jersey making similar moves on Monday. What are we finding out about the Pennsylvania side of this?
So this is happening as we speak, Jay, that this is all coming together. If I sound a little distracted, that's why. But what we are learning is that Pennsylvania is going to lift all of its mitigation orders except masking. And that's going to happen at 12:01 on Memorial Day. And state health officials are saying the masking order will stay in place until 70% of Pennsylvanians over the age of 18 are fully vaccinated. And digging in right now to find out what this means, when they say all mitigation orders except masking, what exactly that means. But obviously that's a huge step here in Pennsylvania, aside from the masking.
So this is just in time, obviously, for the Memorial Day holiday. And as you mentioned there, we're not quite sure what other mitigations it is, but that 70% is a big number because that is close to the herd immunity threshold that's been set by medical experts. Mike, you were covering what went on yesterday when Governor Phil Murphy made a similar announcement in New Jersey. What were some of the headlines there that he made?
Well, the big takeaway, no gathering limits, either indoors or outdoors. You know, we've been hearing and watching those numbers for more than a year now. And as of May 19th in New Jersey, gathering limits will be gone, of course, with the caveat that you still have to wear a mask and still have to keep 6 feet of distance. Indoor dining is back without limits, providing tables can remain 6 feet apart. You can sit at a bar in New Jersey. You can eat from a buffet effective this Friday, as a matter of fact. Gyms, salons, churches, they're all 50% right now, and they can operate without capacity limits as of May 19th. But Jay, the headline is that this is a signal that while the pandemic is not over, we can see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Governor Murphy noted that the numbers of cases dropped considerably just in just the last few weeks. And I know he noted yesterday that at one point, while the number of cases, I think, was at 1,000, it was four times higher than that not that long ago. So it is a stark drop off. And we've got indoor dining coming back to full capacity now, and gyms apparently going to be at 100%. You could sit at a bar and have a drink. This is really aggressive and perfect timing for Memorial Day. So if you're trying to come up with a plan to rescue businesses, say, down the shore, this would be it. And it looks like summer also, business is going to be picking up in here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania too. Guys, some of us are ready to have a drink at the bar, but does this kind of feel like an arbitrary date? Like, does it feel safe again suddenly? What is the public health side of this looking like? And I'll go to Jim first.
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, you had to pick a date. So I guess Memorial Day is as good as any. And I guess this is kind of on par with what Pennsylvania has done in the past, where they've kind of waited till after a big holiday before kind of opening things up. They did that right around Thanksgiving. There was another holiday it might have been St. Patrick's Day. I'd have to double check that. But it's kind of like, all right, we're going to get through this time when we know a lot of you would really get together. And then right after that, we'll let you get together. So I don't want to speak out of turn. I don't know if that's kind of what they were thinking, but it seems to be kind of like a playbook or an MO that we're seeing develop here.
Yeah, it's similar to what we even dealt with going back to Christmas, where they figure, okay, maybe can people just hold off on this and see what we can do into January. Now we're into St. Patrick's Day. Now it's Memorial Day. 4th of July won't be that far off. Mike, what are you thinking, especially considering all that business at the shore that could come cruising in there once we get closer to Memorial Day?
Well, if you look at the curve of the virus, it started to drop at this time last year as the weather warmed up and more people got outside. So is it an arbitrary date? It's probably pretty much the right date, considering that so many people have been vaccinated that now, and you don't have the same threat of spread that you did this time last year. Of course, I mean, thousands of people are still contracting the virus. It's still a serious situation. But I think overall, the governors are seeing the potential spread and weighing the fact that businesses need to open again and people want to get their lives back to some semblance of normalcy. And because they're vaccinated, this is probably as good a time as any.
And that's a point. That's a good point that you just brought up there, because Governor Murphy has talked about making that push to get another million plus people vaccinated. I just spoke with Dr. Brian McDonough for the segment we do during our newscast on Philadelphia Afternoon News. And he mentioned the vaccines are the biggest difference between this year and last year, where now you can at least look at making a move like this. But when it comes to the governor trying to get more people vaccinated, How is he going to be able to pull that off? What needs to happen to get more people vaccinated, not just in New Jersey, but in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and a lot of these places? Do you have any thoughts on this? I'll start with you, Jim.
That's a great question. And one thing, again, this is all kind of unfolding as I speak to you, so I'm a little all over the place. But one thing that we should mention, and that's really important to mention about this, is the Pennsylvania Department of Health and the Wolf Administration say this update does not prevent municipalities and or school districts from continuing and implementing stricter mitigation efforts. That comes into play. Philadelphia has operated understandably under different rules pretty much through all of this, separate from Pennsylvania. And then you could have counties, Montgomery County, I'm not saying that they are, just kind of saying, you know, that there are parts of the state who have been a little more on the conservative side as far as opening these things up. So I know that that wasn't the question you asked, but I didn't want to miss that and leave that out. So I just wanted to throw that in. As far as getting those vaccination efforts up, I think there are two things that need to happen here. I think number one, you still have people who are like, how does this work? I don't understand. What is an mRNA vaccine? How does it work? We've had all these other vaccines. I'm scared. It's relatively new. Explain it to me. And I don't think there's been a great informational campaign about that. And you can understand why people want more information on that. I don't think anyone can be criticized for wanting to understand the science behind it. And it's challenging science. They need to figure out a way to explain that to, you know, the normal person who didn't take AP bio or study biology in college. The other part of that is making it easy for people to get and getting it to the point where it is just, you know, you're walking into your local pharmacy because you need body wash. And as you walk in, they're like, oh, hey, you want a shot? Oh, sure. Because I think people still, one, view this as, and we've talked about this, Jay, so many times, I feel like I'm repeating myself, but one, you know, people still feel that this is an old person disease. And if I'm a healthy 20 something, what's it matter? Two, you know, they also think, oh, it's hard to get. Because you've heard all these stories. We talked for months and months and months about how it was so hard to find a shot and how you had to stay up till midnight and, you know, be there just at the right time to find an appointment a month from now. And that's not the case anymore. Now there's walk-up availability everywhere. And so I think that they need to make it convenient so that people can just, you know, not have to go out of their way to get it. And I think what Pennsylvania is saying here, that the masking is going to remain in place until 70% of Pennsylvanians over 18 are fully vaccinated. I think that the carrot or the stick, which one do you want? And I think that might be a good carrot. You know, maybe that does get people like, oh, okay. You know, we'll see. I don't know. And you know, Pat Loeb has been on here before saying, you know, if you need motivation like that, it's probably not going to motivate you. And she might be right. But you know, we'll see how it plays out.
And Mike, how about, let's say, from the New Jersey side of things?
Yeah, how do you get into the hearts and minds of people who are hesitating or are fearful to get the shot for whatever reason? We've been talking about a campaign that's called Operation Jersey Summer that Governor Murphy has been talking about. It's aimed at convincing those people who are hesitant. It'll have public service announcements. There's a door-to-door campaign. There's an effort to get the vaccine into neighborhoods. And you've probably heard about a shot and a beer. That's where you get your first shot in May and you get a free beer at one of, I think, a dozen participating breweries in New Jersey. The state is trying pretty much everything it can to convince folks that it is safe and it's for their own good and the good of society that they get the shot.
This is a story that's going to continue to develop throughout the day here. Jim, how can people keep up with the updates and what you're working on to get more information on this?
I'll tell you the best thing. I don't even have time to get on Twitter right now. So the best thing you can do, put your radio on 103.9. Because anything that I get is going to go right there first.
Also, make sure you're checking us out on the Odyssey app as well. Mike, how about you? How can people follow what you're covering right now when it deals with this?
Oh, it's always 103.9 FM, and you can hit me up on Twitter @_MikeDiNardo.
This is a major milestone, as it seems like we're hitting another one of those benchmarks on this pandemic, and we're going to continue to keep an eye on this, as you can hear right from them on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, and on the Odyssey app. For Mike DiNardo and Jim Melward, I'm J. Scott Smith. You can follow me at J. Scott Smith, J-A-Y-S-C-O, two T's, S-M-I-T-H. It's also J. Scott Smith on Instagram. It's Real J. Scott Smith on Facebook. You can follow The Rundown at The Rundown, P-H-L, all one word, The Rundown, P-H-L on Twitter. Make sure you check me out every afternoon on Philadelphia's Afternoon News starting at 3 p.m. Michelle Durham has it at 4 p.m. And then I go from 5 to 7 on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM. For Jim Melward and for Mike DiNardo, I want to thank you for coming on here in the midst of this breaking news on The Rundown from KYW News Radio.